I hope you all get the gifts you wanted. Hamas, I hope you get coal. Hamas gets coal. They deserve coal. Hamas did the most fucked up thing you could possibly fucking do to anybody in the fucking world ever. There's a special place in hell for anyone who messes with Holocaust survivors. Israel is a fucking nation of Holocaust survivors. And their babies, babies. That's all it fucking is. It's the most fucking traumatized people in the world. Not to play Trauma Olympics, but they have a gold medal. Or should I say a yellow star? Ho, 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 hoes. Merry Christmas, everybody. Celebrating. Merry Christmas. Happy Christmas, everybody. Celebrating. A happy Christmas. And happy holidays to everybody who doesn't celebrate Christmas. Happy eating Chinese food. If that may be your tradition. Whatever your tradition on this holiday, maybe. Hope you're enjoying it. Happy Islamic Jihad. If you're a member of Hamas, continuing this war. Happy everything to everyone. And peace on earth. Big peace on earth energy today. And goodwill towards men, all that. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men. And many blessings in the new year. My fish bowlers, fish ballers. How about these fucking nativity scenes that pro-Palestinians are making with, like, babies in rubble? Oh my God. Cringe. So cringe. Like, why didn't you evacuate your baby? And Bethlehem is in Judea and Samaria / the West Bank. There are no bombs being dropped in the West Bank. Jesus wasn't born in Gaza, nor was he Palestinian. Honestly, I think the war is like on the ground now. Looking for Yahya Sinwar. The IDF right now is like, how the fuck do we figure out what's inside these tunnels without fucking dying? Rest in peace to all the IDF soldiers that are fucking dying. It's crazy, man. It's horrible. No one looks at IDF soldiers dying. Everyone's looking at, oh, what's the Hamas death count? What's the Hamas-run health ministry's death count? Meanwhile, IDF soldiers are dropping like flies, bro. And those are statistics you can trust. You got fucking names, pictures, the Hamas health ministry's death toll is at 20,000, they say. You gotta know it's lower than that. Israel has dropped 40,000 tons of explosives on Gaza Strip since October 7th. So for 40,000 tons of explosives to only kill 20,000 people, including terrorists, that's 2 tons of explosives killing one person. 2 tons of explosives for every single death. That shows that they're blowing up tunnels much more than they are blowing up people. or baby Jesus. Baby Jesus is not getting blown up. Baby Jesus was born in Judea and Samaria, right? In Israel. In Bethlehem. There we go, that's the one. Sorry, Jew here. Jesus was a Jew. Jesus was a Jew. Jesus was a Jew. Jesus was a Jew. For anyone who doesn't understand that at this point. Because the Bible is Jewish and Jesus was the Messiah from the Bible. So he was the Jewish Messiah. And then Jews were like, I don't think so. And they gave him to the Roman Empire because they're like, this guy's fucking around. This hooligan is fucking around. And then Rome was like, oh, okay, we're going to kill him. Because it was a fucking brutal colonial empire that was occupying the land at the time. The land of Israel. The land of Judea. Or Judah. The Maccabee. Happy Hanukkah still. Hanukkah's over, but happy Hanukkah still. It's always happy Hanukkah, bitch. How you guys feeling post-Hanukkah after those 8 crazy nights of eating fried oil and potatoes? Shit's kind of exhausting. I need a break. I need a nap. I need a big post-Hanukkah nap. Sleep off the latkes. Do a little detox. Post-Hanukkah detox, you know what I'm talking about? Got a fucking Hanukkah hangover. That Manischewitz hangover. That's the serious, serious hangover. That shit is sweet. That sweet berry wine. Have you feeling like you got smacked in the head with the shovel? Shout out October 7th. Anyways, back to Jesus. Jesus called it Israel because Israel is what's in the Bible. If you open it. If Jesus went to Bethlehem today, he would be fucking murdered because he's Jewish. He would be murdered by Hamas and hung in the street, and they would celebrate it. It would be the second crucifixion. Maybe that's why we haven't had the second coming or the whatever you Christian heads are jonesing for. What happens to the Jews at that point? We all die, right? How's this shit end on in your narrative, Christians? Let me know before it's too late. Before it's too late, please. We got pro-Hamas rallies terrorizing like mall Santa Clauses and shit. It's like absurd at this point. Not even mall Santa is safe from the Hamas holes. Let the kids see Santa, Jesus Christ. I saw this news article. It was like, mall Santa lets girl not sit on his lap. Like, how is that news? Like, mall Santa does not rape girl. Breaking news. I would hope if she asked to not sit on his lap, that would be okay with him. I hope that's okay with Santa Claus. I would hope he wouldn't insist. Breaking news. FYI to the Hamas rallies. The kids seeing Santa Claus can't get Hamas to cease fire. Hamas is continuing this war to the fucking end because they don't want to release hostages and they want to destroy Israel, period. So you terrorizing Mall Santa Claus is barking up the wrong tree. You're peppermint barking up the wrong Christmas tree. One of my favorite parts of this whole conflict is that both Israel supporters and Palestine supporters wear the same pendant on their neck. The same necklace pendant of the same region of land. It just illustrates perfectly just how absolutely fucked the situation is. Like, both people think the entire land is theirs, so the other can just go fuck themselves. And we're all fucked, basically, at this point. Hamas has just got to go die. Stop stealing humanitarian aid from all the other Gazans. Release the hostages. Kind of a big to-do list for Hamas. You guys see this giant tunnel that was just uncovered? It's like the biggest one. Some say size doesn't matter, but size may matter with this. You can like drive vehicles through that shit. It's like a whole underground city with a street. It's like below ground at Disneyland or Disney World, wherever. They probably both have those underground tunnel systems. Anybody have any idea what I'm talking about? They drive underground at Disneyland so the characters can get to like different locations in the park. Hamas is the same exact thing. So the Hamas characters can pop up by the Israeli border and terrorize and take pictures. It's the scariest place on earth. Gaza had amusement parks. Keyword, had. Open air prison, my ass. If Gaza was an open air prison, Hamas was the jailer. Or Walt Disney or whatever. Now they're hiding in their Mickey Mouse holes. Everyone except for Hamas is just waiting for this shit war to end. Ever since October 7th, it's just been a fucking nightmare, dude. Like, wake us up. Hamas, please wake us up. Release the hostages and surrender. Fucking surrender. There are two ways this war ends, and they kind of happen simultaneously, probably. One, Israel wins. Two, Hamas surrenders, and Israel destroys all of Hamas's infrastructure, takes all their weapons. Because Israel can't surrender. The aggressor has to surrender. Israel has to just defend their people. That's their responsibility as a military, for a government, for a country. National security. What Hamas wants is international insecurity. That's horrible. International insecurity? Oh man, that's what it means to globalize the intifada. How about a intifnada? No, thank you. Some people are continuing to victim blame Israel, saying that they knew Hamas was planning attacks. No shit, they knew Hamas was planning attacks. Hamas is an internationally recognized terrorist organization. What they do is plan attacks. That's all they do. That's why their people have no bomb shelters. Israel did not know what Hamas was willing and capable of doing. The complete savage nature of the attacks on October 7th is just mind-boggling, I think, to like a modern mind. Like, decapitation is just barbaric. Like, putting bodies in the backs of trucks and burning them, or dumpsters, or wherever these, well, I don't even know what the photo I saw was. It's just fucking horrifying, though. It's Holocaust shit. And they didn't try to hide it. They were tried to share it. They tried to broadcast it to the world. Unlike the Nazis, which makes them even more sick and barbaric, unhinged barbarism. And they celebrated in Gaza with candy, with like baked goods. It was like fucking Christmas for them. The Antichrist, miss. Santa brought dead Jews and looted shit from Israeli homes. Hamas uniforms made for children have been found in Gaza. Children have been taught to reenact terror. This is training them to be terrorists, period. They're being taught a cycle of violence. It's being ingrained into their brain at a young age to fight for Allah to the death, like it says on the headbands. What other sick tactics are they using? Something else I've heard of is they send out women holding white flags like they're surrendering. But then they got snipers ready to take out the IDF as soon as they get close enough. Or they could be holding a white flag but have a suicide vest on. Imagine that. They walk up to the IDF with the white flag. Surprise. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Remember that story from the First World War? Hold up, I'm sounding really old right now. Forgive me. But remember that story from the First World War where the two sides stopped fighting for Christmas Eve or Christmas or whatever? Here we go. The Christmas Truce of 1914. I am 3,000 years old, by the way. There was something incredible. It happened on December 24th, 1914. Soldiers from both sides put down their weapons, stepped out of their trenches, and the enemy really did meet enemy. Between the trenches for a short time, there was peace. That is not happening between Israel and Hamas. That is for sure. Israel doesn't even, forget trenches. Israel doesn't even know where, like, Yahya Sinwar fucking is. He might not even be in Gaza anymore. It's a wild goose chase. They ain't eating no Christmas goose. Or whatever. There's some three gold hens on the days of Christmas. I'm struggling to make the joke I want to make. No Christmas hen. This article says apparently it wasn't a total truce. Some parts of the front were still firing, and there were deaths on Christmas Day. The truce was brought about by the arrival of miniature Christmas trees in the German trenches. Jovial voices could be heard calling out from both friendly and enemy trenches. From both friendly and enemy trenches, followed by requests not to fire. Then shadows of soldiers could be seen gathering in no man's land, laughing and joking, exchanging gifts. Yeah, this shit is not happening. Thanks to Hamas. And it wouldn't be a Christmas truce because the IDF is Jewish. So it's like, and the IDF is also Muslim and Druze, I think, too. But not a lot of Christians, I don't think. It would have had to been a Hanukkah truce, I think. Hanukkah truce could have been a vibe, though. Hamas fucked it up. That could have been you, Hamas. Instead, you're going to get hounded to the end of the earth. The Mossad or whoever comes for you. They're going to come for you so fucking hard. They're going to come so fucking hard. You're not even ready. You need to get your brains blown out. All right, you guys. Thank you for listening to another episode of The Fishbowl. If you want to write into this show, email me at spencer@comedyclublol.com. Happy holidays and peace. Check out comedyclublol.com.